So what if I told you that instead of $1,100, we could do this for $400?
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. Let me kill the stream real quick. Hold on.
Are we on like QVC TV now or something?
Pretty much.
At that price, I can't believe we're selling it at this price now.
Okay, so let me shut down XSplit because we're going to have to restart it.
Okay.
So the things that we're going to have to lose if we really want to lose...
The microphone, for sure.
Microphone. So
and
this...
then just use the audio from the webcam?
No. We want more than that. Okay. That's pretty horrible. So this, unfortunately, because this is almost half of the budget, this is going to have to go. I'm not super happy about that, but thankfully, I have a decent replacement. And we've played with this on KnowHow before. Mm-hmm. This is the Audio-Technica 2020 USB. There's actually a plus version. And Alex, we've got a link for this. This kit includes the mic, the stand, the pop filter, everything that you need. It's $160.
Not bad.
Now this mic is how do I put this?
Does it have that big bass?
It doesn't have the big bass. So it's not a dynamic. This is a condenser mic, which means a couple of things. It's more accurate reproduction of sound, but it doesn't give you that heavy bass that a lot of people
That's
like.
That's right.
Also, it doesn't have nearly the sound rejection of the PR40.
Right.
So, it's pretty good. It's this is a front-firing mic, not a top-firing. So instead of talking to it like this, I'm talking to it like this.
Right.
But just know you're going to pick up more from your room. But if your room's relatively quiet, then it doesn't matter. And the cool thing about this is a USB microphone, so I don't need another adapter. This goes straight into the microphone, like so, and like so.
That seems kind of like a more portable option, too.
Yes, way more portable and very useful. So that gets rid of about $340 of cost.
Okay.
We need more.
Where can we slash?
The next thing, if you could unplug that, is we are getting rid of the camera.
The little camcorder?
Yeah, because by removing this, we lose the ability to zoom. We lose actually a very nice camera that we can use out in the field. But we also lose the capture card.
Okay.
So we're going to be losing about $365 there. That's not bad. That's pretty decent.
Bringing the price down.
Yeah, we're bringing the price down. And what we're going to do, instead of using that, we are going to use...
Another webcam.
Another webcam. Yay!
Yay!
Now, quick note. This is one of these freaky things. Sometimes it works on systems. Sometimes it doesn't. I would prefer... to use multiple Logitech C920 cameras.
And those go for like $60 or something?
This goes for about $60. But there are some computers that if you plug two of the same USB webcam into, they freak out.
Starts losing its mind.
They lose their mind. So what I've done is I've sometimes used this. It was the only early 900. Test your system. See if it will work with two. But for the demonstration purposes, I'm going to use two different webcams. So what I've just done is if you could plug this in the front.
Sure.
I've just gotten rid of a camera. I've gotten rid of the capture card. I've gotten rid of the high-quality mic. And I've gotten myself, another webcam and a decent regular-quality mic. Here we go. Okay. Now we're going to go ahead and jump back into XSplit Broadcaster. And it's the same thing. These just look like sources. It's just different sources. Are you having... issues there?
No, I got it.
You want the cameras to look at
each
other.
I want them to look at each other. Face off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, if you do music production, this is so much better than the PR40. PR40 is weighed heavily on the bass.
Oh, okay.
Which is great for voice.
Right.
Not so much for
instrument. It's so directional, too.
Right. So right now, it says no signal because it thought that it still had the capture card.
Oh.
So in this particular case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my webcams, and now I've got multiple webcams here. So I'm going to pull in the 920. I'm going to pull in the 9000.
Hello, webcam.
Oh, there we go. Wait. There we go. And I'm also going to have to pull in my new audio device. I've got a AT2020 USB Plus. So I've now got my two video inputs plus my audio input.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
That's not bad. And we've cut the budget by like $600 or something?
Well, by $700. We're now $400. So if you get two of these cameras, if you get the microphone... if you get the lighting kit, it's $400 exactly.
Not bad.
Actually, plug this in. I want to see if this one...
Another one?
Let's go crazy,
see
Brian.
See if we can do a wide shot.
Yeah, by the way, the more USB cameras you plug in, the more likelihood they're going to lock up. Just FYI. You get the position okay. That bad boy.
I'll find a spot for it.
Let's see.
This is a really, it's really cheap.
It's super
setup.
Jank.
Oh, wait. This is what we're switching know-how to now, folks. We are really slashing the budget.
There we go.
It's going to be
there
three webcams.
See? How about that? Okay, so now we're at $460 and we've got a three-input studio with decent high-definition audio.
That's right. So we'll just have to pass the mic off now. Okay, Padre, back to you.
That's the thing. This works as long as it's single source.
I see.
If you need multiple positions, so more than one person, what you're going to want is you're going to want XLR microphones and a mixer. Because I cannot plug in two USB microphones on this. They just... It freaks out every single time.
Okay, so two mics, XLR, to a mixer, that would then USB go to the...
But now we're increasing the price. So what I would say is stick with, if you are looking for the super low budget rig, get two USB cameras, get this, and then you don't even need the desktop. Maybe you can use your laptop. Your laptop will probably work.
If you have that, I guess you need to get like a USB breakout hub.
Yeah.
We're using how many USBs right now?
Well, right now we have three.
Three's not bad. It's not going to work on your...
We've got three cameras. But
Mac, I guess.
Yeah. This is an actually decent way to get streaming. I'm trying to see if these will lock up because I'm...
Why would they lock up?
Well, because I've got so many plugged in.
Do we have any more webcams? We need all the webcams.
I only brought three. Yeah, how about that? So, folks, if you are looking to stream, we've given you the high end. We've given you the way that we would design. Actually, the way that I have designed my studio.
Right.
I've used a Blackmagic Design 4K cameras. I've used a screen switcher. I've used some very nice lights. I've used some very nice audio equipment, and I've used some very nice monitors. Mm-hmm. For about $3,000, I get myself a super high capability studio. That also has the ability to be expanded because I'm not using the 4K, but I could. Mm-hmm. This is the opposite end of the spectrum. So this is super affordable, incredibly easy to set up, not so flexible, not so capable, and basically we're using everything it can do. So if we need something more, we kind of have to ditch the setup and upgrade.
I think this is great for someone who wants to play around with this stuff to see if they like using Wirecast or was this one XSplit? Because I think I have like two or three webcams laying around the house. Like I have an old desktop PC that I'm not using.
Right.
So I could play around with all this stuff and then realize, you know what? I really do want better audio because this is something that I'm going to be doing a lot of. So this is a good entry level way to get into it.
Precisely. And actually we have a good question from Tommy Paralyzed in the chat room. Mm-hmm. He wants to know is there a way to switch between the cameras? And absolutely.
Yeah.
We actually just showed that. So what I could do.
We showed Padre. Have trouble with the mouse on that.
We're not doing that one again. So I can set up full screen for every one of these cameras. Mm-hmm. I'll just set the scene. Let's take the second one, webcam, second camera. Make this full screen like so. Mm-hmm. The next scene, we'll delete that.
Yep.
That one ticked me off. take the next camera, which is the 9000. Uh-huh. Oh, and by the way, this can also use IP cameras. So if you've got an IP camera, like the security cameras we use for Synology, it'll work for that.
Cool.
And now what I could do if I wanted, I could set the macro for this for one click so it would just cycle between these cameras.
I see. Can you do any kind of other transition? It says fade.
Yeah.
Or you could do like...
How about this, Brian?
Whoa. That screams professional.
Hold on. No, this is what professionals use.
Yes. That's like the... I don't even think the TriCaster can do that.
No. Super professional.
Yes.
Yes? Clock wipe?
Is there star wipe? Because that's really where it's at. Doesn't look like it.
Oh, but fan? That's kind of like the star, right?
All
right.
This is how we're doing know-how from now on.
Okay, folks, just promise me that... Wait.
You can't do that.
Did we just do a transition inside a transition?
Wow. I think we just killed the audience.
There we go.